Well, Tom, obviously down to your last game tomorrow against Wicklow, but going into that last game, I know your place in the final can be very much determined by others, but still very much in the mix there and still very much in the running for a place in that league final.
Going into your last match now and to be still in contention for a place in a national final has to be pleasing from a Derry point of view.
Yeah.
When we started off at the outset of the league, I always said that all the teams in this division was all capable of beating each other. And to be finishing up playing Wicklow in the last game with the chance to still get into the National League final now has to be pleasing from our point of view.
Yeah, and looking at the league table, Thomas, Westmeath and Carlow on 6 points, they're playing each other tomorrow. It's Kerry on 5, Derry on 5, London and Wicklow London on 2 and Wicklow on no points, your opponents tomorrow. So really, a win tomorrow and you could be in a final.
Well, this is it. You know, we just have to be very careful and not be looking at it from a point of view. People may be saying to you, oh, all depends on how much you can beat Wicklow by. My total focus will be on beating Wicklow, not about how much we can beat them, because over the last 3 or 4 years, Derry have had some serious games with Wicklow, and Wicklow have won as many as they've lost. So we'll have to take Wicklow very serious tomorrow. Yeah. And just see how the game pans out. And if coming near the end, we maybe have to throw a bit of caution and try and maybe get a few scores up. But the first prime thing is to try and win the match.
Yeah, and as I said, really, it is down to you. As you, is that how you see it as well? Westmeath and Carlow playing each other. So one of them is possibly, if you or Kerry win, you're going to leapfrog the losers of that game, and it's going to then come down to score difference.
Well, that's the way it looks like it could finish up. But like we said, if Westmeath and Carlow having to play out a draw, the two of them would be in the final. But knowing the two teams, I'd be imagining that they'll both be going fly out to try and win it. You know, there'll be some of them wanting to top the table and be winners, you know. So if they finished up a draw tomorrow and both Kerry and Derry, they both won, then it'd be four teams in the same number of points. But again, two top teams at the minute, Westmeath and Carlow, would have a superior scoring difference, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, as you said, the concentration and the focus is very much on Owen Begg tomorrow and Wicklow. And you've made a number of changes, 6 in all, I think, from the last game, your defeat to Carlow.
Yep. What we've done in every match, you know, it's just not tomorrow. You know, every match we've played this year, we've changed the team around, you know, because we're carrying a big panel and the fellas are all, every man's working as hard as the next man. And we're just trying to get as many of the fellas that run out in the National League as we possibly can to give them a chance to be fit to stake a claim for the upcoming Christy Ring, you know. Now, the fellas have all worked very hard there since the start of the league campaign, so we're just trying to we shuffle things around a bit to try and give boys a... You know, as many games as they possibly can, you know.
And in light of that, your performances in the league, you know, are even more impressive going on the back of that, that you're able to experiment and still get results.
Well, that's it. That. But the thing about the panel is, or the squad of players we have, every player that's brought in is as good as the man that's coming out, you know. You know, and every man is geared up to a performance that when he does come on, you know, that everybody's doing the same job. So, like, as the year goes on, you know, and these men gets up to a level, you know, come championship time, trying to sort out what's going to be your best team is going to be a problem, you know, because these men is all very serious and staking a claim here, you know.
Yeah. Well, obviously, all managers and everybody will tell you competition for places is what leads to good squads and good teams and hopefully leads to success.
Well, that's it. You know, it's healthy, you know, to have a good squad like that and everybody pushing the next man on. And not only that, the fellas have all worked hard and they all know that everybody's going to get their chance, you know, and they're all biding their time and they keep coming back and working hard, you know. So to hold a panel like Derry has had there, you know, as saying, you know, about how serious the men are about it now, and we just have to take each game as it comes now, and hopefully, you know, if we keep going the way we're going, that things work out for us, yeah, in the long run.
Yeah, and want to get back to that winning ways tomorrow against Wicklow, who surprisingly are coming to Owen Begg tomorrow without a win in 4 games.
I am surprised at that, to be honest with you, you know, because, like, you know, Wicklow is a sort of a team, you know, they play with serious commitment, you know, and they've some fine hurlers as well, you know. Maybe just the results haven't maybe just worked out for them the way, you know, on any given day, like I say, any team could beat the next one, and you know, maybe they're just not getting the break of the ball. Last Sunday now, for instance, there were 8 points up in Westmead. You know, that was early on, you know, so a team that's doing that, they set off, you know, very quick against Westmead. Okay, Westmead eventually pegged them back, but, you know, they can't be too bad whenever they were 8 points up to start with.
Yeah, so you're forewarned.
Oh, definitely, definitely, and the players have been forewarned, you know. You know, when you start talking about these matches, what you're going to do and what you have to do and what you can do, we've all been around long enough to know that sometimes you can get set back in your heels again.